KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's partly cloudy and 58 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers and a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold an electronically conducted meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. On their agenda is a response to wind turbine complaints and appointments for the Grand River Township trustees. The board will hear from Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Sarah Gomez with regard to potential grant opportunities for county businesses. They'll also hold a public hearing on the authorizing of a loan agreement and the issuance of general obligation capital loan notes not to exceed $4.5 million. And a resolution to take additional action. They'll also hold a public hearing on the issuance of general obligation urban renewal bonds, followed by a resolution to take action on those. Toward the end of their meeting, the Adair County supervisors will receive updates on and discuss COVID-19, along with the COVID-19 sick leave. The meeting can be accessed by calling 605-313-6157 near the time of the meeting at 9 o'clock and using the access code 526-272-POUND. Well, if you're interested in or have a need to plant a tree on your property, Atlantic Trees Forever has just the deal for you. Spokesperson Dolly Bergman said spring tree vouchers are now available. The vouchers are worth $30 off the cost of a tree obtained from Pimosa Farms at 50979 Buck Creek Road, north of Atlantic. Bergman said there are a limited number of vouchers available, and she said also Pimosa Farms can help you determine what kind of tree would work best in the location you'd like to plant a tree. You can call Pimosa Farms owner Tim Rivas at 402-659-1213 before you head out to the farm to make sure that someone will be there to assist you. The Griswold FFA greenhouse will soon be open 3 days a week beginning tomorrow, April 23rd. Superintendent Dave Hendricks said there will be many beautiful flowers, 157 hanging baskets and veggies, including tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower.
That's a huge educational piece for the kids, and actually, honestly, a lot of our community members really look forward to that, to be able to utilize those plants. So we are going to continue with that, but obviously on a limited base.
For the safety of everyone involved, there will be a limit as to the number of customers in the greenhouse to two people at a time. Persons entering the greenhouse must use hand sanitizer provided outside before they enter. Customers will go through the greenhouse in a clockwise direction, and the checkout stand will be set up outside.
It's certainly not all about the money by any means, but just for perspective purposes, we have about $3,500 in product right now as far as the school's cost. So we're hoping to recoup at least some of that anyway and have a bigger and better greenhouse even next year.
More information is available on Facebook at Griswold CSD. The Griswold School Board met Monday evening and spent some time talking about prom and graduation. Superintendent Hendricks told KJAN News the board directed middle school, high school principal Katie Elwood to work with the junior class and their parents to find a date and time to reschedule the prom for June.
If we're not allowed to, because if the shutdown continues, then if it doesn't happen in June, it's most likely going to be canceled.
As for graduation, Hendricks said there are a couple of different options being explored.
The first option would be to hold a virtual graduation on May 17th, which is the regular scheduled graduation date. And it can encompass a lot of different things. For example, we would videotape various sections of it individually, like each speaker would be recorded through Jostin's book company. We would be able to put pomp and circumstances on that video because they have copyright access to that. Then we'd schedule times to have each senior come in some capacity and actually pick up their diploma. So we videotape that. That would all be put together on a video that each family would get. And then we could also put it out on YouTube, Facebook for people to watch at their convenience.
The virtual graduation would take place on the original May 17th graduation date, if that's what they decide to do. The other option, like prom, is to wait and see what happens to the COVID-19 restrictions and if they'll be allowed to hold a real live graduation in June.
Those are two pretty big events for kids, and we want to do our best to make sure they get to participate in that at the highest level possible. But also at the end of the day, we got to realize this is for the kids. The problem is going to be it's probably not going to be exactly what everybody wants and hopes for, but we're going to do the best that we can.
In other business, the Griswold School Board Monday evening approved resignations and contracts. Hendricks said Jerry Orsted was hired as the full-time school nurse for the 2020-21 school year.
She actually is the school nurse right now, but it was on a one-year situation to fill a leave of absence. So she'll become our permanent nurse starting next year. Also, Brooke Palmer was hired as our dance instructor. And then Alex Wolfcool resigned as elementary teacher, effective at the end of the school year. And Teresa Engler also resigned, effective at the end of the school year, as middle school, high school paraeducator. She also holds the position of head cross-country coach and assistant high school girls track coach.
Both resignations are effective at the end of this current school year. The Griswold School Board also approved master contracts for a school-based interventionist, technology coordinator, and non-certified staff, along with contract renewals for other persons. The board has previously agreed to a 2.5% total package increase for those staffers. Contrary to some rumors that are circulating recently, the Cass County Fair in Atlantic is still set to take place July 22nd through the 28th this year. According to officials with ISU Extension in Cass County, nothing has been decided yet. Concerns over whether the fair would go on were raised by some over the uncertainties related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the highlights of this year's 2020 Cass County Fair include on July the 23rd, the Little Miss and Mister Contest, the King and Queen Contest, and Senior Recognition. On July 24th, they'll hold Mutton Busting for Kids, and the big nighttime event will be bull riding. July 25th is the County Fair Church Service, among other things. July 27th is the Grand Champion Beef Selection, and July 28th is the Big Livestock Sale. You can learn more by following the Cass County Fair IA, that's in parentheses, on Facebook. And Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller is among the 9 people within the Northwestern Iowa City's Police Department to test positive for COVID-19. The Sioux City Journal reports the department revealed on Tuesday the number of police staffers infected with the coronavirus. The department first announced on April 9th that several police department employees had tested positive for the virus, but did not give any details. Beside the police chief, the news release from the department said infected staffers include a police captain, 2 lieutenants, a sergeant, an officer, and 3 civilians. The release said most have had mild symptoms and some have been cleared to work already. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.